A View on Access, a showcase of audio description and accessibility in the arts and entertainment sector, with Tim Calvert.
Hi, I'm Tim Calvert, and welcome to A View on Access, our regular showcase into how theatre arts and culture is made accessible for those visually impaired, an insight into the venue and content on offer. This time round, I shone a light on the new Wimbledon Theatre, joined their audio-described performance and touch tour of Ocean at the End of the Lane from the National Theatre. Information on the show and info on the forthcoming audio description tour. The new Wimbledon Theatre is a wonderful venue, part of the ATG Theatre Group, which is just a short walk from the train and tube station, and is a quirky Edwardian theatre and Grade 2 listed building full of history. And they offer a wide range of entertainment throughout the year in their main house and studio space. Step-free access is to the stalls, only available from street level via Russell Road and a wheelchair accessible lift. There is a disabled toilet in the stalls, but this often gets very busy, so if you do need help, please ask a member of staff. Guide dogs are welcome with you in the auditorium or can be looked after by theatre staff. The front of house team are warm and welcoming and will help in any way they can, so always ask if you have a question or are in need of any assistance. The Ocean at the End of the Lane by Neil Gaiman started live at the National Theatre in the Dorfman in December 2019 and later ran at the Duke of York Theatre in the West End from October 2021 to May 2022. And due to its success, now embarks on a UK tour until October 2023. The promotional material for the play states, "This thrilling adventure of fantasy, myth and friendship is a five-star spectacular blending magic with memory and a tour de force of storytelling that takes audiences on an epic journey to a childhood once forgotten and the darkness that lurks at the very edge of it. Returning to his childhood home, a man finds himself standing beside the pond of Old Sussex Farmhouse, where he used to play. He's transported to his 12th birthday, when his remarkable friend Letty claimed it wasn't a pond but an ocean, a place where everything is possible. Plunged into a magical world, their survival depends on their ability to reckon with ancient forces that threaten to destroy everything around them." It runs for 2 hours and 35 minutes, including an interval, and is suitable for ages 12 plus. This is a highly visual spectacle of a production. As you take your seat, the stage is open to you. The performance space is about 8 meters wide by 12 meters from front to back. The whole of the floor is covered in black earth. On the far left and right, steps lead up from the auditorium to enable characters to step onto the set. Running from front to back on the left and right sides of the stage is a wall of bare, twisting, wiry trees, some 5 meters high, that wrap around the outside of the stage and meet at a cave-like arched entrance at the very back of the space. These sparkle and create an ethereal atmosphere. The story is set in two main locations, a suburban house and a large farm that includes the interior of the farmhouse and the land outside. These are achieved by very clever swing sets that effectively create the environment and are fully documented in the introductory notes available from vocalise.co.uk. As well as the main principal characters of Boy, Sis, Dad, Old Mrs. Hemstock, Ginny, Letty and adversary Ursula, there is an ensemble cast dressed in black who act as puppeteers who bring the creatures to life and also choreograph some of the action on stage by lifting up characters and elevating them to achieve the effect of being thrown or suspended in midair. This inventive fantasy is a magical stage adventure unlike anything else currently on offer that opens up your imagination and explores the power of the human condition and is truly unmissable entertainment for anyone, especially with a love of fantasy or the surreal. It's made fully accessible by the producers for its entire run, with an audio description and touch tour made available before each performance. The touch tour allows all in attendance the opportunity to go onto the set, meet with some of the stage crew and a cast member or two, touch and feel some of the props, sets and costumes, and ask questions along the way. You have an opportunity to look at the movable window frame, the long table from the farmhouse, and look at the hunger birds and prop food, plus the medieval tunic. Then you get a chance to go backstage to look at the Scar Hatch door frames, and finally a false tabletop with burgers and chips like a wimpy. This is an invaluable experience for all those in attendance, helping those with sight loss to gain a clearer understanding of all the visual elements. The touch taught audio description is provided by Willie Elliott for vocalise.co.uk for the entire tour, and he provides a confident commentary, including introduction at the beginning and description that illustrates all the drama unfolding on stage in an easy-to-listen-to manner, becoming like a friend in your ear, guiding you through all the action. This fabulous production has a whole host of audio describe performances throughout the country until the end of September. These include Liverpool Empire on Thursday the 3rd of May at 7:30pm, Alexandra, Birmingham, Wednesday the 24th of May at 7:30pm, the Theatre Royal in Nottingham on Saturday the 17th of June at 2:30pm, the New Theatre Oxford on Wednesday the 21st of June at 7:30pm, Milton Keynes Theatre on Saturday the 1st of July at 2:30pm, the Mayflower Theatre in Southampton on Friday the 7th of July at 7:30pm, Newcastle Theatre Royal on Saturday the 15th of July at 2:30pm, Marlow Theatre Canterbury on Thursday the 27th of July at 7:30pm, Bristol Hippodrome on Wednesday the 16th of August at 7:30pm, King's Theatre Glasgow Friday the 1st of September at 7:30pm, the Theatre Royal in Norwich on Thursday the 7th of September at 7:30pm, and the Grand Theatre in Wolverhampton on Saturday the 30th of September at 2:30pm. There will be a touch door available before each performance, around 90 minutes to 2 hours before the show. Always check with the box office when booking on the exact time of the touch door. For more information on how to book tickets, search for the venue using your favourite search engine or visit vocalise.co.uk. They also have a large print and audio version of the introduction available online. To find out what is next coming up at the new Wimbledon Theatre, visit atgtickets.com and search for New Wimbledon Theatre. A View on Access is written, presented and produced by myself, Tim Calvert, of Calvert Creative Concepts for the Audio Description Association, and can be found on Audio Boom online, and you can visit viewonaccess.co.uk for further information. To find out more or to feedback about audio description or accessible performances, or to get involved or request a show or venue to be featured, email viewonaccess@gmail.com. Remember, all theatre arts and entertainment should be accessible for all, and if it's not, ask for it. Sometimes only by speaking up will bring about change. From me, Tim Calvert, keep smiling through and stay safe.
A View on Access, written, presented and produced by Calvert Creative Concepts.